younger-looking complexion, call immediately to get your free facial brush now. 1-800-500-6515. That's 1-800-500-6515. 1-800-500-6515.
A one-pound T-bone steak with fries, just $10.99. Tonight only.
At Yacovelli's.
In Florissant. A great place for great steaks at great prices. Enjoy a one-pound T-bone steak and fries for just $10.99 tonight only.
At Yacovelli's.
In Florissant. Online at Yacovelli's.com.
With an industry-leading distribution network, Grainger can save you tons of downtime by offering over 900,000 products, many ready to ship right when you need them. In fact, 99% of items ordered ship same day. So fast, the International Acronym Committee is considering changing ASAP to ASAG, or as soon as Grainger. At least they would be considering it if there were such a committee. To help keep your business running efficiently, call clickgrainger.com or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You've had an accident, and the guy's bloodthirsty lawyer wants to sue you. How would you protect yourself? Call 1-800-SAFE-AUTO for affordable liability insurance. Drive safe, spend less.
Hit the B square.
Go, everybody. It is Friday afternoon. That means Joe Hipperson's here. Let you know what's going on around St. Louis this weekend. Get your plans ready for you and the family. Joe is brought to you by Oric. Oric.com is the website. They have 7 locations around the St. Louis area to serve you. Pop in there and say hello. Oric.com, the website. Ladies and gentlemen, here he is, Joe Hipperson.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Yes. Yes, yes. What's up, Bill?
Joe, we missed you. We were in Alton, Illinois last week.
What are you talking about?
I know you were on the air.
We had Radio Gold last week. I'm serious. I mean, you know how much money I had to pay Josh Gilbert to keep unplugging the feed so I could just talk by myself?
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
And I was humming The Girl from Ipanema the whole weekend. You know, it just happened. I really was.
That was good interlude music.
We were just sitting there, and then all of a sudden, nothing. We heard nothing. So we were kind of...
Now I'm waiting for Bill to be like... And then we realized it was Hipperson, but it was still nothing. Yeah. I'm waiting for the obvious jokes.
Anyway. It was good. You carried the show while we were dropping out.
Thank you.
Look at that. Yeah. You know, I've always wondered if I could fare well doing that. I mean, really, because Bill, you're like the go-to guy. Large morning show in the afternoon. Frank needs to step away for a second. You're the man. It's awesome. One day, I need to either cut the brake line in your car. I need to do something. Maybe do a banana in the tailpipe. I got to do something to you.
Whoa, hello.
Yeah, no.
Just to see if I could actually, you know, hang with these guys and do the thing. It's just, I don't know, I think I'd probably start vibrating real crazy and stuff. Let's talk about Batman and Star Wars, and it would just, that's where it would go.
Killjoy. Yeah.
Yeah. It could be fun, though. Yeah. It could be what this is right now at this moment, which is the sound of every radio turning the station, which is great.
Fine. This is your audition. You're in trouble, my
Come
friend.
Come on, man. I could audition. Well, I know my stuff. I can handle my own. Yeah, I really
we know
can.
You can handle your own.
Why do you always have to go there? I mean, I say banana in the tailpipe, Ian makes remark. I say I can handle my own. You guys all assume that I'm going to do.
Really can handle it in here. That's what everybody does in this room.
I'll handle my own right in front of you right now.
No, my God.
It's radio. It's safe. It's fine. Hey, I noticed, thank you. You know what, Tina? You are so hot. I'm just saying that. You're so cool, okay?
Thank you.
I noticed you didn't join us outside. Is it too hot for you now, Bill? Usually we have a little pep talk, me and the other guys. You know, like the cool guys, we talk for a bit. Sometimes you come and join us. Today you didn't. Is it too hot officially for you today?
It's getting to be where it's just gotten ridiculous. And I love the heat. I mean, I love the heat. But, yeah, it's getting to be where it's just a little too much.
All right. Just checking because I look out for you. I care for you. I really do.
I know. Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
So, moving forward, let's talk about what you could do this weekend. That's what the report is all about. That's why I'm here, letting it all hang out as I handle my own. We've got 2 movies to check out at a theater near you. If you have yet to see The Dark Knight Rises, or if you've yet to see The Amazing Spider-Man, everyone has seen these by now, right?
I haven't seen either.
Bill, what is wrong with you?
I haven't seen either one either.
Really?
I want to go see.
I want to see Spider-Man.
I saw
Spider-Man.
Gosh. See, you know, I've learned that some people in this world are way too sensitive, so I can't even come up to you and just shake you right now, because I'm sure I'd go away for 20 years. But I'd love to just shake the holy heck out of you right now, Bill.
For not seeing either one of those.
Yes, you should see one.
It's not that I don't want to. I just, you know, I don't need to be there. Eventually, I'll get to it.
Don't you go out to social engagements?
No, I don't like people or anything. I just want to stay by myself.
You're so old, man. Yeah, you're just such an old man. You really are. Yeah. And you've got a carport, too, don't you?
A carport? Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Okay, good.
Yeah. Right. And a sign that says, keep off my lawn.
I don't know if I'm the odd one in this, but I just thought Batman was just okay. I wasn't
That's why I haven't seen it, because nobody's jumping
up you
and
saw
down
it?
About it.
I did see Batman, yeah.
Oh, okay.
The second one, was no comparison.
I agree. There were moments my jaw was kind of on the ground, like, wow, okay, cool direction. See, because some of these noobs in the studio haven't seen the movie.
Right.
I don't want to spoil anything, but there's a certain character released from prison who, let's say, is banging a gavel in the movie. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
I couldn't help but realize, man, in a perfect world, if somebody hadn't died, the opportunities that were there would have been amazing. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Okay.
And, because he's supposed to be a big character, right, in the comic book series? And
yes.
That character was just not, what was he on screen for, maybe 3-4 minutes?
He had a good presence in the first one. We're talking about the same guy, the Scarecrow, right?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Well, the judge, right? Isn't that
right.
What? Yeah.
Okay, so now to spoil the movie, when the
Now I'm really not going.
I'm sure this is going to really take you away from the theater. When the prisoners get released by Bane, all the prisoners that have been in the been in prison for the last 8 years are now free to run the streets. The last time we saw the Joker, he was apprehended. Now, we all know Heath Ledger died, so he can't really do anything with that. But here's the problem with the film, The Dark Knight Rises, for me. My entire viewing experience, all I could think to myself is, oh, man, they've got Scarecrow, the Scarecrow from the first film, released from prison, and he's the judge passing sentences on the rich that the poor are now overthrowing. And you can either choose death, or you can choose exile of the city when you have to walk on a frozen lake. Really crazy, twisted stuff. All I could think of is, man, there was a guy named Falcone who was played in the first movie by an actor who's really good that I can't name for the life of me.
Hmm.
He would have been the judge, and you would have had the Joker and the Scarecrow as the prosecuting attorney.
Oh.
That would have been so cool. That would have been an amazing scene. And about 20 minutes of the film was pulled out for me because I kept thinking, man, if an actor hadn't died, and then,
before I know it,
now I'm pulled out of the experience. But still, it was good for what it was.
Why don't I remember the Scarecrow?
Come on, man. Dr. Crane. His name was Crane.
That was in the first
He'd put on
movie,
a weird
right?
hood, and he'd spray some gas, and they'd see crazy images. The Scarecrow?
I'm sorry. I don't remember.
Okay. All right, moving forward. New films you can check out this weekend. Oh, my goodness. I'm so excited. Step Up. Revolution. That's right, the fourth Step Up film in the series of a bunch.
I saw the previews.
My God.
Holy cow.
Yeah, this is a great movie about people with perfect skin, perfect bodies, and not a care in the world because they dance their troubles away. What an amazing thing for the movie-going audience to now embrace as reality. Basically, it's a Step Up film where they dance, only this time they're dancing to make a difference against organized society. Yes. Now, the other film.
Hey, isn't that like the Dirty Dancing remake? Isn't that bomb? Didn't that bomb also?
Yeah, that bomb. You can get like Dirty Dancing and then Dirty Dancing Havana Nights in a 2-pack for like $5.
All right.
Really, it's sick. The other film used to be called Neighborhood Watch. In fact, the very first preview was called Neighborhood Watch. Then some crazy stuff in Florida went down, and they had to change the entire name of the film to just The Watch.
Oh.
Now, this is the one featuring Ben Stiller, right. Jonah Hill, Vince Vaughn, a guy whose name I can't pronounce.
Have you seen it?
I have seen enough to tell you this is nowhere near a children's movie. You've got a bunch of actors that kids, for example, my kids, 6 years old, 12 years old, have seen the preview for this movie when we went to go see the Batman film or the Spider-Man movie. They see the preview. My kids are laughing, and they think this looks really funny. Vince Vaughn was in Dodgeball. Kids love the Dodgeball movie. Ben Stiller, come on, man. He's Alex the Lion.
Night at the Museum.
He's Night at the Museum guy. And then there's Jonah Hill. I'm not too sure how many kids would really know who Jonah Hill is, but it looks very appealing to a younger audience. Even in the previews that you've seen, there are so many huge expletives that have been removed just for the previews, so I can tell you, this is one of those films where when you see a scene pop up that you remember from the preview of the film, it's going to be different because the amount of F-bombs dropped in that they had to cut out. This is a very vulgar film. It is a very funny film. I had no clue when this thing was in pre-production that it was going to take the alien route to where you had a bunch of guys. I thought it was brilliant. What a great idea. You get these actors, they're going to be the neighborhood watch crew, and they're just going to basically beat up on people and make fools of themselves. Then you throw in the fact they uncover an alien conspiracy in their neighborhood and decide to take it, you know, take down aliens. The best part about it, it is a hard R film. This is a great adult comedy. It is a very, very good Vince Vaughn movie, which I have been unable to see or say for a very, very long time. I mean, the last time Vince Vaughn's done a movie where I'm just like applauding and saying, yes, was probably the movie Made with him and Jon Favreau, which it featured them going to New York, trying to be gangsters as best they could. You guys obviously have no
idea. No, you
didn't see that one. Wedding Crashers was pretty darn funny.
I thought Wedding Crashers was funny, but I still, there's something about Owen Wilson to where he's the same guy in every movie. And I know Vince Vaughn suffers from that, but when I've got two actors that always play the same guy, and I like the Vince Vaughn guy better than the Owen Wilson guy, it kind of, it just made me live for the Christopher Walken scenes of that movie.
I kind of feel that way about Ben Stiller. I don't like Ben Stiller. The last movie that I really liked Ben Stiller in was Something About Mary.
You can't give me... Okay, so there's Something About Mary?
But I think that was more because the movie was just written so well. I don't know that it's because I really liked Ben Stiller.
You know? Okay, what about movies that are funny, but yet they're more art housey? They're more, you know, snobby, upper class a bit, right? Like Wes Anderson, The Royal Tenenbaums, Ben Stiller.
Couldn't stand that.
What is wrong with you?
Do you know why? Honestly, I didn't like that one because they were smoking nonstop in that movie, and I don't like smoke, like cigarette smoke. It made me uncomfortable.
Wow.
Really?
Sorry, yeah, didn't like it.
So what happens if a Bruce Willis movie comes on? You get a panic attack? Oh, really? Honestly, is that really why? I didn't like The Royal Tenenbaums. It was too much cigarette smoke.
Well, that wasn't the only reason.
You just said, you know why I didn't like that? Because it was too much cigarette smoke. These kids these days, these crazy movies. My God, you are so ready for AM Talk Radio to be the rest of your life.
Well, that's probably a good thing.
What are we?
Yeah, no kidding.
You guys are awesome. You guys are awesome.
I'm trying to think of some of the other ones that he's in.
Who, Ben Stiller?
Ben Stiller. Yeah, he just... you know what? I take that back. Then I did like the Meet the Parents movie.
You ever see a movie called Permanent Midnight with Ben Stiller? Now that's a crazy flick, man. Seriously, what about Ben Stiller directed one of the biggest flops in Jim Carrey's career at the time, which was The Cable Guy. I mean, he had a heavy hand in writing that as well. As a writer, Ben Stiller is pretty darn talented. I'm not in the Ben Stiller fan club, nor do I have any affiliation with Ben Stiller, but I do kind of dig his stuff. If he does a romantic comedy, I run for the hills.
The one he did with Jennifer Aniston.
Along Came Polly? I mean,
pretty bad.
I'd rather you know, do a kidney removal surgery on myself with a spoon and then watch that movie. It's just sick. It's wrong. So The Watch is rated R, very, very funny, very vulgar, not for kids. Here's something that some kids might get into. Get your Tap Out t-shirts and get ready for a brawl, because tomorrow night it's the MMA Shamrock Fighting Championship. The Shamrock Fighting Championship happening at the Lumiere Theater tomorrow night, 7:30. Be sure to wear your two sizes too small Tap Out t-shirt and spend $40, $60, $125, or even $175 for a bunch of guys barely wearing clothes, rolling around, sweating, and bleeding on each other. Very good stuff for you and yours. I do think that there's an art to certain, you know, combat-type sports. Right. Boxing, to me, boxing is like an art form if it's done right. This is more like an orgy, and it's just kind of bizarre. This is all guys. If you want to see a concert this weekend, tonight, the Lions of Hazelwood will be at Blueberry Hill. Speakeasy is over at the Broadway Oyster Bar. The House of Rock has Stagger Cat. Here's an interesting name for a band. It's kind of creative, too. At Lemons tonight, the Miami Dolphins will be on stage. That's guts. The Atlanta Braves just made a huge, big mess about, oh, we can't, the movie Brave, they're going to get confused with the Atlanta Braves. These kids know what's going on.
Yeah.
The Miami Dolphins, that's the name of their band. That's genius.
Yeah.
I mean, I think if you're in a band right now and you're just about to get out of the garage, maybe do your first gig, call yourself the Philadelphia Flyers. Just roll it out there. Just be crazy. Why not? It could be a good thing.
Can you really do that? I mean, hey, these kids did it.
You know what?
I think those are trademarked, but
if you can't do it, if you can't do it, then you should still do it. And then when you get the attention of the lawsuit, once the lawsuit attention hits, you get the right lawyer who does the right settlement. Suddenly you're aware, the awareness is everywhere. You get a record deal.
They'll put a cease and desist on you first.
Couldn't you just spell the name differently?
Well, you could, but that'd be too lame.
Yeah, like American Idol, there's a band, and it's IDLE.
What Dan just said, the cease and desist, that means the man is trying to silence your music. Mm-hmm. They're trying to turn the volume down on rock and roll, man. That's when we get up, we dance like Kevin Bacon, and everybody wins.
Yeah, there was a big story the other day. This author made the cover of his book look like the Jack Daniels label, and so he got this letter from Jack Daniels. It was actually a very nice letter. They said, hey, we'll even pay to have your cover redone and everything, and now he's selling all kinds of books because
of the story and the publicity.
Oh,
right.
So there you go. I'll be starting a band very soon. I'll be calling it the St. Louis Blues. And we will, yeah, it's good stuff. Dan, you can be in it, Dan, if you want. I hear you're quite talented. Tina, I'd like you to be on the very front of the band, you know. Shaking what you got, showing what's up.
What about your peacock name?
Well, that'll be for...
peacock name.
No, one of the greatest band names that has never been done that I'd love to try would be a band called Peacock Envy. I think that's an amazing name. And I think there's a lot of great artistry that we could do with the company.
Sure.
I'm going to the St. Louis Zoo, take a couple of pics. Good stuff. Saturday, Naked Ray Gun will be over at the Firebird. The Blind Eyes at Blueberry Hill. Cicero's has Flannel Mouth. Trixie Delight will be at Mile 277. Bambi Raptor will be over at Lemons. Pusha T will be doing the hip-hop thing at the Ambassador. Thelonious Kryptonite will be on stage at Lola. Flowers from Medusa will be playing at FUBAR Saturday night. And on Sunday, you can check out Fang Island at Off-Broadway. Firebird's got Girl in a Coma and a great band to listen to when you're in an elevator. Train will be playing the Peabody Opera House on Sunday.
I like Train.
You like Train?
Yeah, I do too.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh, I'm sorry. You know,
That's all right.
No, they just always overdo the songs.
But
that's the problem.
And I also hear they might smoke backstage.
Yeah.
Hey, if you're in the fashion and you're into donating things for good cause, the Garbage Bag Gala, or is it gala? It's gala, right?
Gala.
It's more gay. I gotta go more gay and less gal, is basically what you're saying. Okay. The Garbage Bag Gala is going down on Friday night. This is going to be happening at the Moonrise Hotel on Del Mar at 7 o'clock. That's tonight, Friday night. $45 to get in. Here's the deal. A whole lot of people in the fashion world have put together a lot of things that usually would get thrown away to make brand new giveaway kind of things. Things that you would wear. A whole new way to look at fashion. Also, if you decide to get a room that night, $53 of your room fee will all go to the main thing, the Salvation Army, who are putting the entire event together. Good stuff, Moonrise, fun, Garbage Bag Gala tonight. And last, but not least. So, Bill, how would you feel if I told you that on Saturday night, I'd like to get together with you so we could do some writing naked? How'd you feel about that?
Why do you always make me so uncomfortable? What is that?
Just asking an honest question. If I told
if
Saturday,
went over and helped him put his kitchen floor in, he'd consider it.
Yeah. Did he ask me? Did he ask me to get on my hands and knees? No, he did not. But if you did, I would get on my hands and knees for you, Bill. Now, this is totally different.
My dad's not listening.
This is not about me getting on all fours. This is about me trying to get naked with you, and there's a completely different thing here. This weekend, once again, I think it's the fifth time. That's right, the fifth annual World Naked Bike Ride St. Louis. Okay, this is good stuff. People do this every year, and every year the RFT has got a huge gallery of photographs. People really do this. Now, I will be honest to tell you, some people that do it probably shouldn't.
I can't
do it. It's
usually
the ones that...
I can't do it. I get caught in the spokes.
Oh.
Oh, God.
Wow.
Get some concrete
burn. That's a small bike you got, Dan.
I have one of those little tricycles.
The whole idea behind the The whole idea behind the Naked Bike Ride St. Louis is to protest the use of fossil fuel. So you can be, come on, we can all go green, we can wear some hemp, eat some granola, get naked, good stuff. I mean, it's good times. You get naked. Now, you don't have to be totally nude to do this. You could be a guy in a Speedo. You could be a girl in a bikini. Usually people start out fairly naked, maybe not all the way, but as the ride goes on, certain things come off. So if you're interested, it happens on Saturday, 8 p.m. That is when everything is going to kick off. There will be free spirits for all those cycling, if you know what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. And also the bicyclists, again, you're not required to get naked. It's just encouraged. But keep in mind, public nudity is still against the law. So
don't they use
careful.
Fossil fuels to produce most of the components of a bike? I mean,
I know I used tons of fossil fuels to print off this story. So there you go. Basically, if you want more information, there's a big Facebook page all about this event. But if you want to do it, you have to go to the South Grand parking lot at Hartford Street and Grand Boulevard by 6 o'clock on Saturday. That way you can get into all the pre-naked festivities before 8 p.m. where you can let it all hang out and do your thing. So let me ask you, Bill. If they said, Bill Clevelin, this Saturday, you can...
No.
Really?
Oh.
You wouldn't even entertain the thought?
No. I was just going to... look, you do what you do in the whole trivia world, and that's awesome. And I do a couple of trivia nights on the side whenever possible. JoeHipperson@gmail.com. If you want me to host your trivia night, I am the man. No, really, I am. Whenever possible, if I'm getting, you know, proceeds for anything, I like to donate it to the Jude Divine Center for Autism. So if there was a certain, you know, charity you were way into, and they told you they would donate in your name $10,000 to the charity of your choice for you to ride a bike naked at a big St. Louis event that would get a bunch of coverage and exposure, would you do it for $10,000 here? Really?
No. Me neither.
You selfish soul. Yeah. You selfish old man.
Not interested.
I'd do $100,000. I'd do it. You could do $100,000. You know what? I'll do it.
I'd do it for $10 in the exposure. I really would. I don't care. That's going to do it for me. I will see you clothed or naked later on. This is Joe Hipperson for the Big 550 KTRS Hip on Entertainment.
All right.
Take care, guys.
There he goes. Cycling naked out of the studio, Joe Hipperson, who comes in here every Friday trying to make me as uncomfortable as possible.
That's not a banana seat.
Does a good job at that.
Yeah. We may have to ask him to be in another studio if no. You know.
Oh, you can deal with it.
You think so? For about 15 minutes. That's Joe Hipperson, brought to you by Oric. Oric.com, of course, the website. 7 locations around the St. Louis area. And they bring to you Mr. Hipperson every Tuesday and Friday here on the Big 550 KTRS. All right, before the hour is up, we will have another spotlight for you. We've been playing these now for the last several weeks. These are segments that I do on my trivia show on Saturday nights that Joe mentioned. And this week, I'm kind of torn. Which one did I send you? Casey Kasem, right?
I think so.
Okay,
yeah.
We'll stick with that one. Last week. Now, if you want to hear them fresh and right out of the oven, you got to listen on Saturday nights. But I know everybody can't listen, so we will replay what we did last weekend, which was one all about Casey Kasem, who is Dan does kind of a little Casey Kasem impersonation. Don't you do Casey Kasem?
I think Frank does the better.
Frank does the best, the better of them.
Well, let's hear yours real quick. What are you?
I'm Casey Kasem. This is American Top 40. Bill Clever.
Wait a minute.
And now, a long-distance dedication.
No, that's not bad. That's
Joe
bad.
Hipperson says,
no,
Bill Cleveland,
man, stop.
I'd love to get naked with you and
right.
lay some tile in the kitchen.
Okay, I'm kind of wishing I hadn't asked.
I'll be down on all fours.
Is that what they call it now, laying tile?
Yeah.
And keep reaching for the stars.
I'll be down on all fours.
Wow.
Waiting.
Okay, thank you very much.
Here's your song.
I'm going to have nightmares tonight now. So, Casey Kasem, we'll have that for you coming up. And the very last... we have some audio of the very last broadcast that he did, his very last Top 40. So you'll get to hear that before the hour is through. And then we'll do some trivia, speaking of trivia, next hour in the 5 o'clock hour. And as always, which is a lot of fun, you call in and you answer trivia questions, and then you win absolutely nothing. No other radio show in St. Louis will ask you to call in and participate and give you nothing. But that's what makes us special here at the Big 550.
So we do have some prizes.
We have some prizes.
Oh, well, that kind of ruins
yeah,
the whole thing.
Yeah, we have some Stefanina's pizza cards.
Oh, really?
And some Westwood Car Wash.
I'm sorry.
You missed the meeting, Bill.
I missed the meeting. I don't go to meetings, so that's probably why.
You were out with Joe Hipperson getting naked, laying tile.
All right. So you'll get a chance to win some stuff. That's coming up next hour. We'll be back. This is the Big 550 KTRS.
With an update on the roads, let's check in with Tim Gilbert. He has your Golden Oak Lending traffic. Tim?
Yeah, traffic stacking up on 270 now. We'll start up in North County if you're headed west on 270. A little ways past McDonald. Before you get to Lindbergh, you're going to hit the brakes. Remains a little slow through 170 and past Washington Elizabeth. Northbound 270, that's stacking up, but Dorset up to Interstate 70, mostly in those right lanes as drivers are merging onto those 70 exits. Southbound 270, that's backing up now north of 6440. Remains heavy and slow most of the way down through Doherty Ferry and Big Bend. Opens up after you get past there and looks good all the way down into South County. Downtown, let's head for Illinois. Eastbound 6440 actually still looks pretty good on the approach. You're a little crowded headed over the bridge. Westbound 5570 coming from Illinois into downtown. Still stacked up as you round the bend there at 3rd Street. Head across the Poplar and into that work zone past Busch Stadium. It's still down to just one lane through that work zone past Busch, so that is going to be slow through there. Northbound 55, that's going to be heavy in those right lanes from Park on up to the Poplar Street Bridge. Traffic is brought to you by Dish Network. Hate commercials? Call Dish at 800-WATCH-TV and ask about AutoHop only with the hopper from Dish. You'll skip commercials automatically and just enjoy primetime shows in HD. Dish, let's watch TV. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center in St. Louis, I'm Tim Gilbert on the Big 550 KTRS.
It's the longest-running charity golf tournament west of the Mississippi. And has raised over $7 million for cystic fibrosis. It's the Jack Buck Golf Classic, Monday, August 13th at the Norwood Hills Golf Club, where you'll start the day with breakfast, complimentary golf lessons, putting contest, and more before the 9 a.m. shotgun start. After you play, there's a cocktail reception, lunch, and an award ceremony, all to benefit cystic fibrosis. To enter, call 314-733-1241 or go to gateway.cff.org/Jack Buck. The Jack Buck Golf Classic to benefit cystic fibrosis, brought to you on part by the Big 550 KTRS.
Are you over the age of 25 and need to lose more than 30 pounds? If so, the next 60 seconds are crucial to your well-being because Sensa is sending 30-day free trials to anyone looking to lose the maximum amount of weight. To experience the most dramatic weight loss results, you must be over the age of 25 and want to lose over 30 pounds. Call 1-800-700-5085 now and request your free 30-day trial of Sensa in a 6-month clinical study, one of the largest ever conducted of its kind. Participants lost an average of 30 pounds using Sensa, and now you can too. This weight loss breakthrough does not require added exercise or a change in your lifestyle, but act now. Due to overwhelming demand, there is a strict limit of one per household. Again, if you are over 25 and need to lose more than 30 pounds, it is crucial that you write down this number for your free 30-day trial of Sensa. Call 1-800-700-5085. That's 1-800-700-5085.
Our family had a savings account until our air conditioner died.
We had a vacation fund before our refrigerator had a meltdown.
My family has no money and our water heater just quit.
The truth is, it can only take one home appliance or system repair to bust your budget. But with a home protection plan from American Home Shield, you get to keep more of your hard-earned money because they pay your expensive covered repairs for you. For valuable free information, call 1-800-500-9785. Why pour money into repairs when American Home Shield will pay covered repairs for you? The air conditioner, water heater, plumbing, refrigerator, washer, and more. Service requests are subject to a fee for each trade called. Some exclusions and limitations apply. Why would you ever pay for expensive home system and appliance repairs when you can let American Home Shield pay them for you? If you'd rather save your hard-earned money, call for valuable free information, including terms, rates, and coverage. 1-800-500-9785. That's 1-800-500-9785.
Attorney CPA Joe Cordell.
For years, you've heard me talk about Cordell & Cordell being a partner man can count on when facing divorce. But divorce isn't the only time you need a partner you can count on when the things you've worked for are threatened by others. The fact is, there's risk all around us. There's business disputes, IRS claims, tort and other lawsuits, even family disputes. All these things jeopardize your property and your dreams. Cordell & Cordell has been protecting men's assets in divorce for 20 years. Now those skills and that experience are available to help men deal with the other financial threats in their lives. In addition to litigation services, we also offer affordable, effective asset protection planning. Remember, given your choice, it's always better to plan than to litigate. Through thoughtful planning, the risks I mentioned can be disarmed or eliminated. Either way, now more than ever, Cordell & Cordell is the partner men can count on.
Call 314-725-0000, 725-ALL-ZEROS, or visit online at CordellAssetProtection.com.
The choice of a lawyer is an important decision. It should not be based solely upon advertisements.
At Ernie Petty Collision, people are always asking questions.
How often should I rotate my tires?
Lots of questions.
Is it better to buy two or four tires at a time?
But when you get a reputation for knowing about cars, people start asking about other things.
Why are manhole covers round? Is it okay to serve red wine with fish? Who was Martin Van Buren's first vice president?
Richard Minter Johnson. Lucky guess. Here's my point. If you have questions about tires, Ernie Petty Collision has answers. And no matter what you drive, Ernie Petty Collision has a tire for you from companies like Michelin, BF Goodrich, Uniroyal, and Cooper.
Do these pants make me look fat?
I'm not even going there.
For 30 years, Ernie Petty Collision has cared about their customers, and it shows. Ernie Petty Collision Center is your one-stop service for tires, collision, and mechanical repairs. 4823 Potomac, across from Uncle Bill's Pancake House off South Kings Highway. Ernie Petty Collision Center, where quality and customer satisfaction count. Go to ErniePettyCollision.com.
Hi, it's the roofer from Lane House Construction. If you have damage from the storm and need emergency repair, call Lane House Construction. We can get you tarped or boarded very quickly, normally within 24 hours or sooner. So remember, for storm damage, call Lane House Construction. Roofing, siding, windows, and gutters, or emergency repair. In St. Louis, 314-845-2166, or in St. Peter's at 636-724-2000. Area-wide, 866-546-ROOF, or on the web at lanehouseconstruction.com.
Great homemade food. 20 drafts and 105 bottles of beer. 15 TVs to catch your favorite team.
Where?
At RT Wireless Food and Spirits. 201 North Main Street in historic downtown St. Charles.
People stay.
The Big 550 KTRS. Great to have you with us here on a Friday afternoon. I'm Bill Clevelin. Dan and Tina and Peon, we're all here as we are every Friday. All right, so we're going to play a segment that I play every Saturday night right here on KTRS. Do a little show called Trivia Night from 9 to midnight. And do a little thing called the Trivia Night Spotlight. These are actually a lot of fun to put together. It's always kind of fun to research a topic or something and, you know, find little audio clips and things and assemble it into a little 5-minute piece that we present to you here. I can tell you what we're going to do tomorrow night. Cheers will be the topic tomorrow night. And that was a lot of fun to put together. So if you want to hear that, that'll be tomorrow night on the Big 550. But last Saturday night, we did one on Casey Kasem, as I mentioned before the break. And it's pretty much self-explanatory. You're going to hear some information about Casey Kasem and how he got started, and you'll also hear at the end, and it's a pretty lengthy audio clip. It's probably about a minute and a half or so of him on his very last program as he signed off for the very last time. And just it just makes me want to throw up knowing that Ryan Seacrest got that job. I don't know. Ryan Seacrest on American Idol, I think, does a fantastic job, and I think he's really good at that. But that's it. It just seems like he's everywhere. Am I alone in thinking that? Maybe it's just
he has a little too much exposure.
It's a little too much. But maybe I'm just jealous. All right, here's the spotlight. And by the way, if you ever want to hear any of these, BillRadio.com is my website. We've got an archive of all of them, and I've covered quite a few topics. So here you go, all about Casey Kasem. Roll it.
One of the most recognizable voices in American radio broadcasting was born in 1932. Casey Kasem, a native of Detroit, began his radio career at WJBK in Flint, Michigan. He was drafted in 1952 and sent to Korea, where he was a DJ on the Armed Forces Radio Korea Network. When he returned, his career in radio took him to stations in San Francisco, Oakland, Cleveland, New York, and eventually in Los Angeles from 1963 to 1969. On July 4th, 1970, Kasem helped launch a new nationally syndicated radio show called American Top 40.
Well, hello again. This is Casey Kasem, and this is American Top 40. Welcome to our weekly countdown of the 40 best-selling songs in the USA. The list we use is from the most authoritative survey in the record business, Billboard's Hot 100. And on the pop singles chart, we have a new song moving into the top spot. It's the third trip to number one for that good time rock and roll group from Marin County, California. They've hit number one with Power of Love. They've hit number one with Stuck With You. And they climb to the top once again. And they do that climbing on Jacob's Ladder. The new number one song in the USA is by Huey Lewis and the News.
During the course of his career, Kasem was widely recognized as quite the historian of popular music, sharing interesting trivia tidbits about songs and artists during his shows.
Number 40. Here's the former lead singer of the Guess Who. He's from Canada, and he's formed that new group called Bachman Turner Overdrive. The first of four Canadian acts in American Top 40 this week. This is Let It Ride.
He hosted a spin-off television show called America's Top 10 for most of the 1980s. For a period in the late 1970s and 80s, Kasem was also the staff announcer for the NBC television network. While most people know him for his years of counting down the hits on radio, Kasem has spent most of his career doing voice work in television and movies. His most popular character voice, Shaggy, from the cartoon Scooby-Doo.
I hope we can actually see the gold.
It's possible. Mr. B is friends with the general.
Like, are we talking a lot of gold?
More than a lot. Most of America's gold is stored at Fort Knox.
What does that mean in terms of pizzas?
Enough for you and Scooby never to go hungry again.
Hurry, Fred!
Kasem received a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame on his 49th birthday in 1981. He was inducted into the National Radio Hall of Fame in 1992. In 2009, listeners around the world would hear Kasem use his longtime sign-off and signature phrase one final time on the radio.
I'm Casey Kasem. Well, now we're up to the number one song in the land, and our look back at four amazing decades, counting them down. The countdown began on the 4th of July, 1970. It was an idea that my partner Don Bastani and I came up with. Our first show took more than 18 hours to record. And at first, we only had seven stations. But Don and I believed, and so did a growing number of listeners. Back then, there were no long-distance dedications on the show. That didn't come along until 1978, when Matt Wilson located one in the mail. And Matt's been with us ever since. To date, we've read more than 3,000 of your dedications. Over the years, musical trends have come and gone, from disco to new wave, from punk to hip-hop, from bubblegum to rock. We've been there, calmed them down. It's been a great 39 years, and it's really been an honor for me. But we're not finished yet. Our first number one back in 1970 was Mama Told Me Not to Come by Three Dog Night, and we've got one more song to go. The number one song in the USA for a third week is Second Chance by Shinedown. There it is, the number one song in the USA on American Top 20 for a third week, Second Chance by Shinedown. I'd like to share with you something I've learned over the years. Success doesn't happen in a vacuum. You're only as good as the people you work with and the people you work for. I've been lucky. I've worked for and with the very best. I'm Casey Kasem. Now, one more time, the words I've ended my show with since 1970. Keep your feet on the ground and keep reaching for the stars.
Boy, he sounded really frail there, didn't he, on his last episode. But Casey Kasem, a radio pioneer, and I believe he's credited with inventing that countdown
format.
Yeah, of course, now everybody does.
If anybody out there has satellite radio, they still on. I think the 70s channel. They'll play a full top 40 on the weekend. They'll play the whole thing.
They're fun to listen to, and they unedited. They do the whole thing.
But they used to come in on a reel to reel, and then later on they recorded it on vinyl, and you would get the state radio stations would get it on. On a record. Yeah. Wow, that's cool.
Yeah. How about that.
And then Rick Dees. Actually went on to do a top 40 type thing, too.
A lot of people think Rick Dees is just really cheesy.
I thought he was hilarious.
I liked Rick Dees.
I did, too.
He did Disco Duck, isn't he?
Yeah, he did Disco Duck.
One time.
Maybe that's where the little cheesy part comes
from. I was in high school, and I was living in California. One morning, getting ready for I actually called into the Rick Dees show. I was on with Rick Dees.
Rick Dees, how are you?
No, and you know what's funny? I called in, and I can't remember what I called in for. I didn't even get a chance to say what I wanted to say.
Did you ask him if he smoked?
I became part of one of his little bits, you know? And so, you know, as soon as he goes, you know, it's Kiss FM in California. He did the morning show for many years out there on 102.7 FM and so. But I called in, and I didn't even have a chance to say anything. He just said, hey, I need you to say this. And so I delivered the line, and then he hung up on me. So then I turned the radio on about 5 minutes later, and I was part of a little, you know, little shtick.
Yeah, and Rick Dees was
kind of cool.
He was one of the first ones to actually do that morning radio type thing with all with bits put in there and stuff and skits and things.
Yeah, I always liked him. Yeah. I think they kind of pushed him out the door. And
yeah,
now, did Ryan Seacrest take over that? Speaking of Ryan Seacrest, I think he did.
Ryan Seacrest took
over. Once again, Ryan Seacrest strikes. Unbelievable. All right. Again, you want to hear that or any of the other ones, BillRadio.com is my website. We do a podcast on there as well. All right. So we're going to take a break. We'll come back. We'll have some time to chat. 314-969-KTRS or toll-free 888-550-KTRS. And we have to get to this. Peon was nice enough to print this out for me. The top 20 most influential Americans of all time. I think I agree with about 99% of the people who are listed here. Pretty interesting list. We'll share that with you when we come back on the Big 550.
With your Golden Oak Lending traffic, here's Tim Gilbert. What's going on, Tim?
Now, let's look at downtown first. You're still stacked up over on the Illinois side, headed for right around 3rd Street, around the bend and over the Poplar Street Bridge into that work zone where they still only have the right lane open there, headed past Busch Stadium as you make your way out to Union Station. Opens up by the time you get to Union Station, headed to Illinois. Eastbound 6440 actually looks pretty good. Northbound 55, that's backed up in those right lanes from right around Park onto the Poplar Street Bridge. Getting a little heavy now westbound on 6440 as you head toward Oakland and McCausland out through Big Bend, and then you're going to slow again 270 through Mason, and a pocket or two of heavy traffic. Well, it looks pretty jammed up actually through the Chesterfield Valley from about Clarkson Olive. You'll start to slow down then pretty stop and go through the valley and across the Daniel Boone Bridge. Westbound 70, that's got a pocket of heavy traffic here and there from 370 pretty much all the way out through Highway K. Westbound 270, still crowded Lindbergh through 170 to Washington Elizabeth, and southbound 270 actually is still slow from 6440 down through Doherty Ferry. Traffic brought to you by Mattress Firm. It's Mattress Firm's one-week sale. Any size memory foam mattress, just $199 each piece when you buy the set, plus 0% interest for 5 years. 1 week only at Mattress Firm. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center in St. Louis, I'm Tim Gilbert on the Big 550 KTRS.
Guys, did you know that if you finish too early or you have trouble rising to the occasion in the bedroom, it may be because you are losing your testosterone? Testosterone loss can start at any age, and as we get older, it only gets worse. That's why we're going to send you a full-size supply of Bravado, an all-natural male enhancement capsule that will safely increase your testosterone levels absolutely risk-free. To get yours, call in the next 10 minutes. 1-800-900-3703. Bravado is guaranteed to deliver real results, and it's one of the safest male enhancement pills available. It will increase your testosterone, libido, strength, endurance, and improve your sexual performance fast. It'll skyrocket your confidence in and outside the bedroom and give you and your partner a more satisfying experience. To get a full-size supply of Bravado absolutely risk-free while supplies last, call now. 1-800-900-3703. If lines are busy, please try again. That's a 30-day risk-free trial at 1-800-900-3703. 1-800-900-3703.
Hi, folks. It's Dean Barber, host of America's Wealth Management Show. Despite what you think, estate conservation isn't just about what happens after you die. Besides death, there are plenty of other misfortunes, accidents, injuries, or other misfortunes that may make you unable to manage your own affairs. That time can go more smoothly for you and your loved ones if you prepare ahead of time. At Legacy Wealth Advisors, Kevin Lloyd understands that proper estate conservation can be a challenging process. Join us Thursday, August 2nd, at noon and 6 p.m. at the Lodge de Pere and get straightforward explanations of estate conservation options available so you can make decisions for you and those you leave behind. 314-831-6000. There's no cost to attend, but you do need reservations. Estate conservation, August 2nd at noon and 6 p.m. at the Lodge de Pere with Kevin Lloyd, president of Legacy Wealth Advisors. 314-831-6000.
Securities and investment advisory services are offered through National Planning Corporation, member FINRA, SIPC, and a registered investment advisor. Legacy Wealth Advisors, Inc. and NBC are separate and unrelated companies.
Talents, Dan Strauss, never ceases to amaze me. Just
hot,
unbelievable. Time magazine's come out with the 20 most influential Americans of all time. We don't have a lot of time to do these, but we'll, and I don't even think they're in any particular order, but we'll just start at the start here. George Washington, of course, you have to mention George Washington. What I think is kind of interesting, George Washington, near his sort of his ending days, acquired about 100,000 acres of land. Man, can you imagine being one of the early guys and being able to accumulate all that stuff? Now, good God, you know, good luck finding 100,000 acres of land easy to get to. Thomas Jefferson, got to mention Thomas Jefferson, even though I don't know, has history shown him to be as wonderful as a guy as maybe they once thought him to be? I'm asking the wrong
group. He had all the problems with slaves, right?
Sacagawea, Meriwether Lewis. And William Clark, the arch grounds. They still have a church. Oh, I haven't been down there in a long time, but don't
they
have
Lewis and
Lewis
and Clark thing in St. Charles?
Frontier Park.
Okay. What's at the arch? I thought they had something about them at the arch.
I don't know.
Okay, maybe.
Yeah, they have the big statue of Lewis and Clark in Seaman.
Seaman?
St. Charles. Yes. That was their St. Bernard, right? Or Newfoundland. Their dog.
We have
their dog's name was that?
Yes.
Oh.
S-E-A-M-E-N.
Abraham Lincoln on the list, of course. If you've never been to the Lincoln Museum in Springfield, Illinois, went there about, 6 to 8 months ago. Unbelievable. Just, man, what a cool place. Abraham Lincoln. Sitting Bull. There you go. Alexander Graham Bell on the top 20 most influential list.
Is this Americans?
Well, yeah, top 20 most influential Americans of all time. Thomas Edison. Where would we be without Thomas? How many patents do you think Thomas Edison had?
Oh my goodness!
For mechanisms and processes,
300.
Yeah. Oh no! 1,093. Henry Ford. Yeah, absolutely, Henry Ford. The Wright brothers. Holy crap! Can you imagine where we would be without airplanes? Wright brothers
on the ground.
Yes.
Yes, Tina.
On the ground.
Margaret Sanger, freedom fighter from 1879 to 1966. Albert Einstein.
Definitely.
Yeah. Albert Einstein. Great one. FDR, Franklin Roosevelt. Louis Armstrong on the top 20 list.
That's right.
James Watson. They refer to him as the Code Cracker, born in 1928. Martin Luther King Jr., of course, from 1929 to 1968. Muhammad Ali. That's a good one. And the last one was Steve Jobs, which, I agree with that. Mm-hmm. And there's probably 100 other people they could have
Bill
put in
Gates.
There. But that's a pretty good list. Usually when they put these lists out, I don't really agree with them. But those are good. Top 20 most influential Americans of all time. Time Magazine in their current edition. All right, when we come back this after 5 o'clock, we will do a little trivia. A few stories to share with you. Things that are going on in the news today. We'll do that. And I've been informed the game has changed and we actually have some prizes. So be ready to call in and join us. It's 5 o'clock at the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis.